Okay, so Connecticut Senate unveiled the, quote, Ratepayers First Act to combat energy costs. And as soon as I read that, I thought, this is a bunch of BS.
Bye.
And then I texted my buddy Vince Candelora, House Minority Leader, and he said, yep. He's on the show now. It's a big nothing sandwich.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, they actually stood up at a podium and had the nerve to say, we're going to start listening to people and take your ideas.
There's a new time now. I noticed that it's not they massage the truth. They just say whatever they want.
Yep. Right.
And people buy it.
That's it.
Yeah. And why would you try to massage the truth when you could just say, we're going to start listening? We got this new Ratepayers First Act. And people read the headline, they move on, say, oh, great, they're working on it.
Yeah.
The press actually acknowledged it was light on detail for the first time. I said to the reporters when they called me, I said, how does it feel to show up at a press conference, think you're actually going to get news, and you're totally duped on having to figure out how you're going to write a story? It was really incredible. And this one, it's a poke in the eye to everybody. I mean, we've had proposals for 2 years that these guys won't even consider. And then they come to the podium and say, we're listening. After, you know, my business electric bill, I paid $7,000 last month for public benefit charges.
Wait.
It's crazy.
Wait, wow. For just public benefits?
Just public benefits. My bill was
$24,000. Oh, my God.
Hang on.
No, I don't feel
you can't
so bad.
Say that and keep talking.
We have flabbergasted.
$24,000?
Yeah, because it's based on usage, and businesses use, you know, we have a manufacturing company. We use power. And that's what they don't even understand. So businesses have just been slaughtered. If you think, I got to come up with $70,000 over 10 months out of nowhere.
Wow.
Man.
It's crazy.
Wait, if your bill is $24,000 over 10 months, wouldn't your electric rate bill be like $240,000?
Roughly a year, but it's a 10-month. The public benefit charges that uptick last 10
months.
Oh,
you're just talking about public benefits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just public benefit. That increase is about $70,000 for my business. And you talk to some of these, especially manufacturers, and they're like, we can't come up with this money.
Well, but it gets passed on to us.
Yes.
It's all raining down the hill to us.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Here come rain.
Yeah. It's a shit slide is what it is.
Hold on.
Shift slide?
Yeah, something shift. Like that.
Yeah, he just said the S word. He swore on radio.
Yeah, I love that.
He's very passionate about it. He's very passionate.
At least he didn't use that word when describing the sandwich we were talking about.
it is. I mean,
it's that too.
Oopsie.
I had to hit the dump button on you. Naughty, naughty minority. Who's a naughty minority leader?
Naughty, naughty, naughty.
Who's a naughty, naughty boy?
So naughty.
This is serious stuff. Yeah. No one knows how to solve this problem.
They don't. And so they stand up and they say it's about generation. I mean, the governor keeps saying it. And he's not wrong. That's part of the equation. But the other half is, I mean, does it shock people that Moody's and S&P downgraded all these companies, citing that Connecticut has a horrible regulatory environment? I mean, that's the other half of the equation. How does Connecticut get more friendly to businesses and companies so they can exist? So they've actually, the behavior that's come out of government has even increased our electric bills even more. And these guys won't even acknowledge that, but they've all been downgraded, not just electricity, but water too. So if you have city water, your water bills are going to be going up because they've all been downgraded. They're borrowing. Yeah, we're circling the toilet bowl. But at least they're going to start listening. Thank goodness, because we need legislators to listen.
I can hear you being sarcastic there that they're going to listen. They're not going to listen.
No.
I thought that's what we were elected to do automatically. We shouldn't have to come to a podium and say that. It's insulting.
Well, if you saw what happened with the fires in California, because they just completely mismanaged everything and put money in the wrong places and just don't really know how to lead through a crisis or prevent a crisis. I mean, that's what's in our future.
Yeah.
When these people in Hartford grow up, they want to be California.
Right.
We always follow them. They do something stupid, and we're a year or two behind them trying to push it down everyone's throat.
I mean, not to go down the rabbit hole, but our forest management program is following California. I mean, if you talk to people in the forestry industry, and they've been talking to me for years now, they continue to push back on our Environmental Protection Agency to say to them, we have to manage our forests. You can't just let it go. You actually have to cut a tree down because that prevents forest fires. These guys don't get it. They want to preserve everything.
Yeah, so the electric rate, so that whole thing yesterday was nothing. More of the same.
Absolutely nothing.
Okay.
There was no proposal whatsoever. So it's crazy, and they got away with it. We'll have our press conference that will actually have proposals.
But are they real? I mean, I've heard Republican proposals, and they didn't feel great.
Yeah, I mean, here's an easy one. No, but here's an easy one. You cap power purchase agreements. So you say you can't go out and procure energy for more than 1.5 times the market price. So what that does is it would prevent us from running around and spending 20 cents a kilowatt hour for wind when you could get nuclear for 5 cents.
Huh.
That's part of what we've done in Connecticut. They've put all their eggs into renewable energy, which is really, really expensive.
That's a big,
and then they've
been a big sham.
It has been.
The amount of money it costs.
Yeah.
What we get.
Didn't they just recently send a huge windmill out in the ocean from here that cost some ridiculous amount of money?
Right.
Or they'll tell you, buy a heat pump to heat your house. We'll give you $1,000 rebate. It's going to cost you $25,000 to install the heat pump, but we'll give you $1,000 of tax money to offset it. The only people that could afford that are rich people. Working class can't afford, you know, all of these, you know, energy efficient or clean energy systems. And that's the other problem. So these guys, they don't understand it. We can't keep creating programs to give rebates out to people to buy clean energy when no one could afford it except for rich people.
I just know that
all these subsidies. Yeah.
You know, they're not stupid. They're not stupid people.
No.
They have a plan. They're marching towards that plan, but they just can't tell us what the plan is.
Right.
Because if you look at the paper, look at this on paper, you're like, none of this makes sense.
None.
Right.
None of it.
Go back.
None of it makes sense.
Yeah.
Vince Candelora, minority House leader on the phone. We're talking about this big electric ratepayer first act that was introduced yesterday, a big nothing sandwich. So, all right, more of the same on that. The governor hinted towards tax cuts. Do you think that's real or anyone will feel it?
Look, I love it. If we have things we have to look at, you know, like the 1% tax on meals, the 1% tax on cars that's added onto the sales tax. We could nibble around the edges and fix some of those things, and hopefully he's referring to that. You know, any broad-based tax relief, I think, is just not realistic, given the we don't have more revenue growing in our coffers to be able to do it. But I'm looking forward to his budget.
He's running,
right?
He's going to run. If he's talking tax cuts, he's running.
The only way I think he doesn't run, you know, the Democrats have a supermajority, so he may be run out of the building with his hair on fire because, if they continue to push, they want to spend another $3 billion on top of what we're already spending.
Damn.
So they want budget increases of about 12 to 15%. Normally, you know, budget increases around 3 to 4%. So you could imagine it's going to be a battle, and the governor might get exhausted. But, yeah, I agree with you. I think he might run again.
NIPS. I see that might be a thing of the past in Connecticut. What are the chances?
Everywhere.
I actually didn't see that one, but there's no way they're getting rid of NIPS. You know, our poorer communities like them. People that go to concerts like them.
The legislators like them.
They're all over the parking lot in Hartford.
Obviously using them.
Yeah. Backseat of the governor's SUV.
What's this fireball night?
Yeah. I got a bucket. Yeah. A bucket of them.
Agreed. I can't imagine those things going anywhere.
You know how many we sold in Connecticut, just in Connecticut?
How many?
There's 3 million people in Connecticut. How many nips do you think we sold in a year?
6 million.
94 million.
Wow. 90, whoa. Yeah.
94 million.
Wow. Excuse me.
And if you want to find like 80 million of them, they're at the end of an entrance ramp on 95 in Bridgeport. Right.
Or check our third parking lot. Yeah, check our third parking lot sometimes. You'll find underwears too.
Yeah. All right. So we don't have to worry about that.
I don't think so. And the towns get money for the sale of the nips, and they're not going to want to give up that revenue stream for them.
Right.
Because they get a certain percent of everyone that's sold. So I think those are here to stay.
Do you drink besides wine? I need to drink wine.
He works with
mainly wine.
He's a legislator.
He's
a Republican legislator in the blue state.
His electric bill is $24,000. I think he's drinking.
Yeah, it's a requirement. Exactly.
I'm on antidepressants, too.
Yeah. I can see why.
There you go, see?
All right, anything else in the up there that you guys are talking about that's ridiculous?
Yeah, it's hard to think. There are plenty of ridiculous proposals that come out.
Right, so we'll do a segment. We'll come up with a segment where you come on once a week and just tell us the stupid thing they're trying to push through.
All the booze and drugs it does.
The bills are starting to fly. I mean, we kind of laughed. Yesterday we did a little skit on TikTok. They want to give librarians complete immunity from lawsuit so that children, actually they could put pornography in children's schools. And they would not be liable. But meanwhile, police officers can be sued. They took away their immunity.
That's unbelievable.
This is why the booze and alcohol.
It's wrong with
it's
these
upside down booze world. And
it's upside down world.
It is.
It is. Bizarre it's world. Really extreme. It's extreme. It's crazy.
It's like a bad test.
They're not for us anymore.
No.
They're really not.
It's like it makes you wonder if is there an agenda to this,
or is it
it can't be that crazy to come up with these things.
Connecticut's got to double down on the wokeness. Nationally, people push back. They voted for Trump.
Yep.
Connecticut Democrats feel like we need to be the beacon of wokeness, and so I think you're going to see a lot of crazy proposals.
Yikes!
Wow. So. See.
All right. Well, have a great weekend.
Yes.
You too.
Yeah.
I'm going to
enjoy the nips.
Get a case of nips and watch football this weekend.
Go easy on the dosage.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.